Monday the 11th of June, Rabbi Yehuda Feldman, what was Korach's complaint?
In the parasha, when we speak about Anoshim Gedolim who do a chait, it's always divided up into two inyanim. There's the actual Aveira, the actual chait that they did. For instance, when we speak about Yosef HaTzadik, speak about Kino, when we speak about Zimri ben Sol, the Nasi for Sheva Shimon, speak about Taiva, there's always the Etzem Avera, which they did, what the Torah calls an Avera. And but with a great person, there's also a Cheshbon behind it. A great person will never do an Avera Stam. There's no such thing as just acting irrationally. There's always a rationalization behind what they're doing. And usually the mistake is in that Cheshbon, in that rationalization. With Korach, it's also we speak about Kino. And then there's a rationalization how he dressed up all his tainus to answer to himself why he was what he was doing. But the emes advarim is the rationalization and the avera itself are one and the same. Meaning, in instance, with Yosef, Yosef brought the bottom raw laviyam, and the Rebbeinu Shlom showed him afterwards how in that he was moitzi dibor where he was wrong. So too with Korach. I'd like to understand that the Chazal on my Torah, they tell us where was Korach's mistake. Korach saw Shoshelet Gedoila, Yosef Emenu, saw Shmuel Anovi was going to come out of him. But the Avera just seems to be in Kino. He was jealous. He was jealous of Moshe and Aaron. He wanted to be the Kohen. Where in Korach's tainus, where in Korach's complaints, in his rationalization, do we see where his mistake was, where his Avera was? That's one thing that needs to be addressed. The Svarim will explain that the actual machlokes between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu was a machlokes between Kohuna and Leviyah. And Kohuna and Leviyah are not just, you know, a Levi is not just an assistant Kohen. You know, you need extra staff in the Beis Hamikdash, you bring the Levi to help the Kohen wash his hands. A Levi was a Mahalach of Avodah. He had his own Mahalach and Tara, how he became Torah. And to understand the machlokes, Korach and Moshe, we have to understand what is the essence of Kohuna and what is Leviyah. In the actual tainus of Korach, Korach gave two analogies to ridicule Moshe. He said to him, what's the case of a bais that's kulis for him, a house full of sifrei Torah? Does it need a mezuzah or not? A talis kulis chiles, if a talis is completely full of chiles, does it need sifrei or not? He wasn't just picking two mashalim ba'alma, he didn't just, you know, pick up the first two things that came to his head. In these examples, and these analogies, he was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, this is my taina, this is my complaint, this is what I'm about. Where do we see, what do we see about these two things, bayis kulis forim, and talis kulis cheles, where do we see what Korach's shita was? And also, when the Rebbeinu Shlomo afterwards made a test, and he told everyone to give him a makel, to give him their stick. And Aaron HaKohen's stick, it flowed first, it flowed Shkedim. So Shkedim is telling us something about Kohuna, telling us this is Kohuna, this is what a Kohen is. What do we see in Shkedim about Kohuna? So just to recap, the first shaila is that in the actual machlokes of Korach, Korach wasn't just coming with Kina, he was coming with a rationalization beforehand. He had a cheshbon to his sinus. Where do we see in his vikuach, in the argument between him and Moshe Rabbeinu, where do we see in those tainas what Korach's mistake was? Where do we see in his taina what his shita was? Also, what's symbolized by bayis molis forim, a house full of sifrei Torah and talis shekulei tcheles, and what's symbolized by shkedim, that's supposed to be symbolic of kohuna, and what is the essence of a Kohen and a Levi? There's a famous Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara tells us two incidents about Choyni HaMa'agil. One is, whenever Klal Yisrael needed rain, they would call on Choyni, he was Og Ugo, he would draw a circle in the ground, and he would stand in there and tell the Rebbeinu Shloilam, I'm not leaving from here until you bring us rain. The Gemara says there were many people like this. He had a grandson, Abba Chilkiah. He was also able to produce rain. But Choyni is Avua de Kuloi. The main one who was able, so to speak, to press the button and rain will come, was Choni HaMa'avil. And in the Gemara it seems that the Chachamim had a stickle of tain on Choni. This wasn't normally the approach one came to Hashem to demand something straight away. But the Gemara says, Elmoli Choni Ato. It's not for the fact you Choni, you're so close to Hashem, you're like a son to Rabbeinu Shleilam, like a son demanding from his father. If not for that, we would have had a stickle of tain on you. That's one incident with Choni. The Gemara then tells us another way we remember Choni. Choni was a tremendous tzaddik, and Choni always had shver a pasuk. We say Shir HaMazir Shuv Hashem Es Shivat Tziyon Hayinu Kicholmim. The Rebbeinu Shlom tells us that the 70 years of Golus will return to Tziyon, will go by like a cholim, like a dream. And Choni had shver. How can it be? 70 years go by like a dream. So the Gemara tells us, he was walking along the way and he saw a fellow planting a tree, a charuvin, carob tree. And he said to him, how long will it take till this tree produces fruit? He said, 70 years. 70 years? He said, that means you're never going to see the fruit. It's true, the fellow said. He says, why are you planting charuvin? Said the man, when I came into the world, I had charuvin. When I leave the world, I'm passing on charuvin for the next generation. So the Gemara says, Choni fell asleep by that tree. And when he woke up, he saw a fellow eating the peiros from these carrots. So he realized he had slept for 70 years. He asked the man, are you the fellow who planted the tree? He said, no, I'm an enikel, I'm a grandson. So Choni HaMagel went to the Beis Medrash, and he heard them all learning peiros, and they were learning, Shiori Choni HaMagel. They were discussing the Gemara Apil, what Choni HaMagel had learned. And the Gemara then said, he went up to somebody who told him, I'm a grandson of Choni HaMagel. But when Choni HaMagel tried to talk to them in learning, to involve himself, they won't even go with him. They won't believe him. They didn't believe it was him. And the Gemara says, well, after the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Oichav Rusa and Mitzusa, take away my life. And the Rebbeinu Shlom took his neshama away. It's a peladative Gemara. The Gemara says in Bechairus that the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom work in tandem. The Gemara says some animals produce offspring every 3 months, every 6 months, every 9 months, a year. Keneged that, l'omazeh, in the plant kingdom, some trees produce fruits after 52 days, 3 months, some things take longer. And one of the examples the Gemara says is, there's a vicious snake, a viper, that produces its offspring once every 70 years. Keneged that, charuvin produce peiros only after 70 years. So it seems that charuvin is like almost a useless bria. What did Rebbeinu Shlom make charuvin for? A person can never ever enjoy the fruits of charuvin. I mean, 70 years is the lifetime of a person, and the person said he plants for charuvin, he's never ever going to enjoy them. All they're good for is Yerusha. What's the purpose of charuvin? We know when the Rebbeinu Shlom made the world in 6 days, he put Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, la'avdol l'shamro, to work, to sow, to plant, and to work. That was supposed to be Avodas Adam. And on Shabbos, the next day, he was supposed to eat the peiros. That was how it was supposed to be. Avodah and Seif Avodah, the peiros, and the ultimate of the Bria is when the peiros and the Avodah, the work, and the peiros come together. As we know, if a person takes a few boards, bangs them together, and he gets a table, it gives him tremendous simcha. That's when the Avodah and the peiros come together. The Nisoyan of the Bria, the test the Rebbeinu Shlom made wasn't that the fruit should come directly out of the tree, but in its literal sense, Hayoyim La'atzeisom, on Friday, Adam HaRishon was supposed to work, to be Shomer of the Gan, and Mulmachon Lecha Peiros. And on the next day, Shabbos, Chazal tell us, if he would have controlled himself, so to speak, and not eaten, he would have even been able to allow to eat from the Eitz Hadas. That was how it was supposed to be. However, Chazal tell us, Adam Rishon Taga Ochlo. He couldn't take the risk, the gap between the Hayoim and the Lamocha. He couldn't wait to eat the Peiros. He wanted the Peiros already today. And after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, the risk, the gap between the Hayoim and the Lamocha, the Avodah and the eating of Peiros just grew bigger. So that was what it was supposed to be. The Bria was supposed to be Hayoim and Lamocha. And after the chet of Adam HaRishon, so to speak, he was nichshal in that he couldn't wait to eat the peres already today. And in his eagerness to eat the peres today, that made the gap between the peres and the mocha grew bigger. This metzias is not just, we find scharim b'hayal meleka. Chazal tell us, there's no schar in this world. It's not just because in this world, the Rebbeinu Shalom haven't got anything to give us, there's nothing big enough to give us schar. The metzias is that in this world we're here lavoi, to work. The schar is lamocha, in the next world. The epitome of hayoyim and lamocha is found in charuvin. The whole avodah of charuvin is pure avodah. There are no peiros in this world of charuvin. It's something that's going to happen after 70 years, like the next world. That's the lesson of charuvin. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom put into the world of charuvin. And the person will never see in his lifetime peiros from charuvin. It's always for the next generation. Gemara even says charuvin, akul charuvin, because the machlev is hashinayim. To eat charuvin, you have to chew through the bark of the tree to get to the fruit. I mean, teeth aren't supposed to be machlev. You know, food is not supposed to destroy teeth. Teeth are there to eat the food. Charuvin, not only the planting and the growing takes 70 years, like the eating also takes 70 years. It's called kulei eitz. Keneged charuvin is the nochosh, the snake. Because the nochosh represents the ra, the element of ra in the world. In the ra also, there cannot be any toy, there cannot be any peiros in the life of the snake. They're all the mochot, all after 70 years. So where the Rebbeinu Shalom put into the world this idea of hayoyim alamocha, of avoida today, and the mocha lecho peiros, was in the elements of, so to speak, ra of, in the world. In the charuvin, which is machiv, and in the snake, the nochosh, which represents ra. The snake's children are always after its lifetime, so to speak, after 70 years. And Gemara says, by Chanina ben Beisra, Koyla olam nizoin b'shul Chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni dailoi b'kav charuvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. The whole world eats, so to speak, from Chanina, my son, and Chanina, it's enough for him, a kav of charuvim from erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. So Pashup Shad is that it's talking about the middle of his tzadkus. Chanina, he was such a tzaddik, he didn't need any luxus, he was able to eat just charuvim. So I once heard from Ravina Vyantskishita, he said, that Chanina, he was kulei avodah. That's what Chanina was. For him, when we speak about him eating charuvim, he didn't need any peiros. He was kulei avodah. He represented the sheishes yemei bereishis, the 6 days of pure avodah. And the rest of the world ate his peiros, me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. For the rest of the world, they were eating peiros. They were eating the Shabbos. He was making Shabbos for the world, so to speak. But for him himself, it was called kulei avodah, only charuvim. That's the amkus of that Maim Chazal. Choyni Ma'agil, he was a person who wanted peiros miyad. He, so to speak, pushed the Rebbeinu Shalom into a corner and said, I want rain, I want it now. The Rebbeinu Shalom showed him, the flip side of Choyni Ma'agil was the lesson of charuvim. It's a Moedik Azach. The Prophet says, "Es Shiva Tzion Yinu Kecholim." The 70 years will go by like a cholim. You know, normally a person works hard his whole life, and at the end of it he retires. So when he looks back, he says, "Ah, finally I can get a bit of menuchas nefesh, some rest." 50 years down the drain. There's another person who he decides to help a friend of his, and he helps him. You know, he thinks for free. He works very, very hard for a few weeks. At the end of it, when the fellow says, you know, because you helped me so much, I'd like to pay you. So, if looking it from front to end, if kol kulei avodah, those few weeks when he worked, was shveh, was merilus. But looking back to Mafreya, he sees that every day that he worked was peiros. Every day was an accumulation of peiros. It built up. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom was teaching Choyni Ma'agil. Choyni Ma'agil had shveh. Choyni Ma'agil was used to this middah of peiros and avodah happening straight away. He drew a circle, he davened to Rebbeinu Shalom, the peiros came, it rained. He had shveh. How could it be that there could be 70 years of golus and it goes by like a cholim? How could it be 70 years of waiting for of kulei avodah and only after 70 years you see peiros? And it goes by like a cholim. Rebbeinu Shalom showed them, yeah. the 70 years of the Rebbein Shem Tzadok of Golos will be like a dream. Limachreya will see that every single year was an accumulation of the Teiros. Looking back, every single year, it's not just Beriros. From front to end, it looks full of Shverkeit and Beriros. But looking back on it, we'll see that every year was a slow build-up. Every year was an accumulation of the actual Teiros. And it's unbelievable. In Charuvin, the person that planted Charuvin, not only will he never see the Peiros, his children will never see Peiros. It's only his grandchildren. Choyni HaMagal as well. When Choyni HaMagal woke up after 70 years, it wasn't his children who was learning a Peirah, it was his grandchildren. That's the limit of Charuvin. The Rebbein Shem put into the Bria this Musud that sometimes a person can work and he doesn't see any Peiros from it. The Peiros are all for the Lamacha for 2 days later. Leviyah and Kahuna is a two-pronged avodah. Shevet Levi was split into two, Koyanim and Leviyim. Koyanim represents Peiros straight away. Koyanim was Rizenheim, taken for Smicha Shchita. We're never worried about the Menachos becoming Chomets in the Beis HaMikdash because Koyanim are Kulay's Rizen. Koyanim, they're the ones that bring down the Shefa to this world. Their Peiros come straight away, so to speak. And that's why the symbol of Koyan is Shkedim. Shkedim is something that flowers immediately. It's the complete opposite of Charuvin. Charuvin, the disparity between Avodah and Peiros is most found in Charuvin, 70 years. The opposite end of the scale is Shkedim. That's something where the Peiros come are immediate. That was Kahuna. Leviyah is the opposite. Leviyah, the Torah calls Avodas Avodah. The whole tachlis of Leviyah is purely a Heichat Timtza for Avodah. It's like the Hinni Mukhan and Mezumah for Avodah. What did Leviyim do? They're the ones who took the Mishkan from place to place. They sang in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a means to an end. It was Avodah for another Avodah. Their essence was purely Avodah. And that's where the Yetzer Hara of Leviyah lies. When the Leviyim were not satisfied with their Avodah, they want to see Peiros. They want to see results. Sometimes the Leviyim came on top. For instance, the Chet HaEgel. There, the patience of the Yidden to see Peiros, they wanted to see Moshe Rabbeinu already, they're waiting for him to come down. And who did they get involved in there? Aaron HaKohen. Because that's the essence of what we said HaKohen is. Miyad. Results straight away. Peiros Miyad. The Leviyim, they were content to wait. They had in them this midah that they were owed in. Their tachlis wasn't Peiros now. They were happy to wait for Moshe Rabbeinu to come down. They didn't sin in the Chet HaEgel. However, what Korach wanted was, Korach wanted to see the Peiros straight away. What did Korach say? He said, "Bayis kulis forim." What's the halacha? Does it need a mezuzah and talish kulis chedas? Korach said, "You take a house. A house normally is chulin. There are rooms in the house: a table, the chairs, the bed, and there's one little davash of a kedusha, a mezuzah on the end. It's like the seif pasuk, the lemocha." A talis is made of wool. It's kulei chulin. There's one bit of kedusha in the end. That's like the safe pasuk, the end result. Korach says he kulei eiza kulam kedushin. He wanted to say we are kulei chelas. We are kulei svarim. He was trying to say we don't want to have it that we're kulei avodah, so to speak. And at the end, there's a bit of kedusha. Whenever you have a disparity between avodah and peiros, you need a kohen to bridge the gap. We are kulei chelas. He was avada l'osid lavoi. There'll be a mala oris daya. Then the metzias will be, so to speak, we're like a bias kulis forim. We'll be on the madrega of kulis cheles. But what Korach was trying to say was, we're already on there now. He wanted, so to speak, he was saying we're already kulis peiros now. We're already at the level. That's what he wanted. We're already at the level of having all peiros. We're kulis cheles. We're kulis kedusha. We don't need koyanim to bridge that gap between avodah and peiros. We're already kolei peiros. We're already holding by that now. That's what Korach was trying to represent in his taina. And there in his taina lies a reflection of his chet. Korach was taka pikeach hayo. Eizel chacham arayas anoylet. He saw the future. He saw Shmuel HaNavi. What he didn't realize was that Shmuel HaNavi was taka in the future. He saw Shmuel HaNavi as if he was here today. He looked at it as if the peiros were already him. And what he didn't realize was there was a very big gap where he was going to be swallowed under, and his children would come Shmuel HaNavi. So let's go back to Antal Kashas. We asked, where in Korach's rationalization, where in his tainus lies his mistake? We asked, what is the difference between Kuhuna and Leviyah, and what's represented by the Shkedim? Why does it represent Kuhuna, and where do we see in Korach's tainus of Bayis Kuli Tzvarim and Talis Kuli Tcheles, where do we see what Korach was all about? And the answer is that Korach was trying to show we are on the Yetzirah of Leviyah always is that they want to see payers. They want to see results. They want to see as if they're ready, the Lamacha is already here today. That's why he was trying to show in his Taina, we're already, so to speak, Kolei Tzvarim, we're already Kolei Tcheles. And that's why the Shkedim, that's like the symbol of Kuhuna. That's something that has payers already straight away. When everyone gave him a makel, when the Rebbeinu Shlomo made a test, everyone took a stick, and Aaron and Cohen's stick flowered first. So the stick stayed in the pasuk, but everyone took back their stick. Why did everyone take their stick back? These sticks weren't kaddish. They were not. You know, it says by the machta is there, they were used as tipulim as beach. But they were kaddish. But the sticks, they could have been used as firewood, you know, throw them on a bonfire. Why did they take them back? What's the significance of that? I want to have a shot. The Levi, for him to work and work and work and not see any peiros is avodas perach. For a person not to see any fruits b'chlal is pure avodas perach. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was trying to show Shevet Levi, your tachlis in this world is avoda, but you should know that there will be peiros. He was giving them a fix on the future. You should know they will eventually flower. That's why he was trying to say, take back the sticks. You shouldn't think, so to speak, the stick was dead wood, a piece of plastic. In the stick lies potential. Some people, their stick can produce shkedin. It produces flowers immediately. Some people, their stick is charuvin, something that takes 70 years. But what he was signifying to them of taking back the stick was, don't think that what you're doing has no tachlis. There's going to be an end result. He was trying to show, you should set your mind on, you see that the stick flowers, there's going to be peiros. A mother peiros can be delayed in coming. And that's really the hardest part of Avodah. When a person does something and he wants to see the peiros, you know, everyone plants, he sows in the ground, he wants to see peiros straight away. The biggest impediment for a person advancing is when the nisyonos, the things that are holding him back. But a person has to realize, lemane niga lorik, nishdor zazach goes lorik. A person could be, if a person, you know, could be a person, he's sowing peiros and barking up the wrong tree. So Shlomo HaMelech knew every vein in the ground, what was matim to plant where. So it could be a person who's planting peiros, he's trying to work on something, but it's not suitable for him. But if a person is doing the thing that's right for him, he's working at Kleis on Emunah, he's working on learning, and he doesn't see a tzlocha, that's the hardest thing in advancing in Avodah. But a person has to realize, it's not Lurik. Could be he belongs to the cat of Levian. Could be he belongs to that Shevet Levi, whose tachlis in this world was pure Avodah. And the peiros will tachlis come maybe one day later, two days later. But the biggest nechama is that if Shivas Hashem b'Shivas Siyan Yunus HaChayimim La'asid Lavai, when we look back, we'll see that all the work that we put into it will be like a cholim. It tachlis wasn't lirik, it might have taken time, but the Erez Hashem should be Zeicha Shivas Hashem Yunus HaChayimim.